got to come.
I'm going hard for my God, like I went hard in these streets. Instead of chasing that money, I'm chasing G-O-D. Been trying to walk in this image since I've been forgiven, just trying to let my light shine so y'all can see the God in them. I turned away from my old ways, sipping by to the dope gang. Put the guns down, open my mind to some new things. When I picked up that Bible, the devil ain't like it. I know that he mad, but I know Jesus excited, cause I'm about to grind for him, grind for him. Make sure he first in everything, give all my time to him. About to save a lot of souls just off of my influence. And no, I ain't a preacher, I'ma do it through my music. It's a wonderful feeling when you let the Lord use you. Feeling like DJ Khaled, have your way however you choose to. Just let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm a hustler for the Lord, about to re-up with
it. I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. Yeah, I was living wrong, but it's too late to get it right. I can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, I'm trying to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ. Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. And if you living wrong, it ain't too late to get it right. You can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, you need to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ.
Verse 2 is for those who probably know me from my past. Don't believe that I changed because they knew how I got down. Probably see me in them strip clubs or serving in them streets. Probably see me flexing bankrolls or swerving with a freak. I'm a two-time felon, what could the Lord do with me? Ain't nothing too hard for God, you just watch and you gon' see. Because the saint is just a sinner who fell down and got back up again. Devil had me on my knuckles, Jesus picked me up again. Dust me off, told me I should walk this way, talk this way. And any sign of trouble that I had, that I ought to pray. I ain't worried no more. I tell you, I ain't stressing, man. It's power that I found in God. I tell you, it's a blessing. I ain't lying, man. Man, you should try, man. You keep on living by that gun, then you gon' die by it. Man, I ain't lying, man. Man, you should try, man. You keep on living by that gun, then you gon' die by it.
Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. Yeah, I was living wrong, but it's too late to get it right. I can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, I'm trying to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ. Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. And if you living wrong, it ain't too late to get it right. You can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, you need to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ.
So now you know I'm a changed man. Got a new game plan, but I still rock, bust icy watches and chains, man. The Lord said, come as you are. He loved me for me. So all you older church folks, don't judge what you see. God judge up your heart. And since he changed your mind, don't judge before you get to know me. Make me change my mind. Too many youths left the church because they ain't feel love. The very place that pose the teachers or that God is love. How can you say you love God but don't show it? When you can love your haters like your brother, then you growing. And man, I'm growing, growing through his word. Stop trying to do it my way and let God work. And now I'm feeling moving, my blessings keep improving. When I say I'm on the ground for God, you ask me what I'm doing. Well, I'm serving, I'm living for his purpose, giving praise to his name at all times.
Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. Yeah, I was living wrong, but it's too late to get it right. I can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, I'm trying to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ. Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. And if you living wrong, it ain't too late to get it right. You can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, you need to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ.
God for another exciting training day session. You know, I thank God for this day because this is a day that he has made and we should rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you know you're blessed because there are people that have never heard a sound in their entire life. There are people that have never seen a sight in their entire life. And there are many people in hell that don't have a chance to get out. And you got a chance to go to heaven and live, just enjoy this blessed life. Amen. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. Amen to my producer, Pastor O, Reverend Gerald Overall, and his blessed wife. Amen, my sister-in-law, whom I adore so much, Sheila. And amen, I miss my sister Crystal. Amen, but I see her on Facebook all the time. Amen, I just thank God. Amen, for all the friends and saints and yet still meeting new people. You know, but then it's time for us to reach out more than we ever have. I mean, these are the end of days, and I'm learning new things. I got friends sending me stuff about what's going on in the world and how we're coming. This new world order is the old world order, really. Satan been trying this thing since the garden. So, amen. Let us go before the throne of grace. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you, we do praise you, we do bless you, we do give you all the honor and glory. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made for us. We thank you for this opportunity that you have provided for us. Father God, we thank you for the service thus far. We thank you for all that's going on. We thank you for another training day. Lord God, we're asking that you continue to bless, amen, bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people that which you would have them to hear. Father God, we're asking that you bless the eyes of our understanding, amen, that you would give a deeper revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that you would bless us to know what more is the hope of your calling and the riches of your glory. And we ask that you would strengthen us with might in our inner man. Father God, I ask if there's any bereaved among us that you would touch their heart and bless them to understand that this is a two-part, actually three-part story, and we're about to enter into two parts, and it gets better and better. And so, Father, we're asking that you bless each and every heart that is listening. Lord, that you would bless them to receive, comprehend, and we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I just finished a series on prayer failure, and the reason I believe the Lord led me this way because nothing is more necessary right now than the prayers of the righteous. You know, a lot of people. You know, I'm not going to get into the debates of. But let's go right now. But first, let me clue up, because I met a young man, y'all bless him, his name is Kyle, put him on your prayer list, amen, and it was a perfect opportunity to meet him, because I was able to share with him where you get strength, when you he called himself, you know, they teach them to call themselves recovering drug addict. I told him, I'm a delivered drug addict. You know, it's a difference. I don't know, you know, I'm not recovering, I'm delivered, amen, but amen. The key of the power, the key is, notice that there is power in praise. And Ephesians 5:18 tells you, say, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, it's not saying be filled with emotion. It's saying be filled with the authority and the intellect and the power of God by singing psalms, hymns, and making melodies in your heart unto the Lord. I mean, that's anything that you are fighting with, depression. You can't be depressed and praise God at the same time. Excuse me. But anyway, today specifically to 1 Peter chapter 5, chapter 2, amen. I'm reading from the NIV because it's a thing that, well, some churches, very few, I don't know how many, I've never done a poll, I don't go around calling and asking pastors, do they teach, have a specific class on prayer, but you would think, and I know I've been a Christian for 40 years, I knew to learn to pray, but that was directed by the Holy Spirit, and what I did was, at that time, we would have evening services at the church I was at. And then I noticed that the evening service, not only did the pastor pray, but occasionally senior members, and occasionally even some young members of the church would be the ones called on to pray for the opening part of the service. And so it became to me incumbent to learn, because I knew somehow I was going to be called. You know, it's amazing. I was like everybody else. I worked at trying to be at the back of the church and always wind up at the front. It's just amazing, you know. And that's what happens when you are willing to serve God. He's not going to let you not serve him. He's going to pull you up because he know where your heart is. You just want to do. You know, you're not doing to be seen of me, and you just want to do. And that just automatically opens the door for blessing. But anyway, this is Peter, and I'm not going to teach today specific on the royal priesthood, but I want to show you where I want to read this. It's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, and it says, "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men," and of course I'm reading out of the NIV on this, "rejected by men," talking about Jesus, "but chosen of God and precious to him, you also." Now, that's, to me, is self-explanatory, who Peter is talking to. I mean, this was God decided what was going to be in the Bible. You know, people talk about the lost books of the Bible. Read the found books first, then before you read the lost books. You find that there's not much in other books. I've read other books, and I didn't learn anything in them. You know, I learned some history that I could have learned anywhere, okay? But what you want to know is what's going to please God, and that's what you concern yourself with. Not what concern pleases men or, what they call it, I don't know. People have self-esteem problems. But you also, like living stones, are built up into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Okay? And then I'm going to skip down to verse 9. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you might declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous, wonderful light." And, you know, you have to understand who we, particularly what I'm focusing on the priesthood. Today I'm going to break down a prayer. And it's not something that started with the New Testament. It started with the Old Testament. God has always had a chain of command, always had a chain of command, and he still has one. But the body of Christ, if you go back and you study this, Peter is talking about the body of Christ, okay? They are the royal priesthood. And the deep part about it is nobody else is even talking about being a royal priesthood. And that's because the royal priesthood pray. You know, God said in the book of Exodus that talking to the children of Israel. Now, if you go to the Runner for Christ website, I know right now you can get a lot on the Old Testament, particularly in the book of Exodus, and you can get a view of what I'm talking about in that the Old Testament was a type or a physical expression of what God was going to do spiritually. And all the activity that goes on in the Old Testament, other than the spiritual part, still goes on today, okay? And you really, again, I don't want you to just take my word for it. You know, it always should stand that you would go to God in prayer. You know, there have been, not many times, but there have been times my pastor said things that I know if he said it, he had like 100 scriptures to back it up. But his purpose for saying it wasn't just to quote scripture, was to enlighten us more on the power and authority and the personage that if personage is a word, then I'm talking about who we are in Christ, in him and in whom, okay? And what the purpose of all that is. Not just to be churchgoers, you know, I know there are people, this is what our job is. What's going on in the world, this is, in my opinion, this is why I use the phrase on Facebook a lot, welcome to training day, final exam. No generation has ever come through that has ever had the amount of information and accessibility that we have. I mean, I look at I got most stuff on my phone. Everything that I have in my library is on my phone, so I can view it anytime, anywhere. And I'm talking about Bible commentaries, and particularly in different time frames and eras. You know, I was recently on this particular issue that I'm going to talk about today. Was reading of a man named Adam Clark who came after Matthew Henry. They were in Matthew Henry was the 17th century and Adam Clark was the 18th century, and these men didn't know each other, but their thought pattern was the same because they read the Bible and they prayed and got the same result. And that's God, you know. And again, what they talk about is the same thing we talk about today. But the difference is we have television. I'm sure if Matthew Henry had been around now, he'd be all over the TV. He'd be a national event amongst Christians that want to know the word. You know, Christians that want to know the word seek it. See, some people seek religion and you'll get religion. And some people seek revelation from God and they get revelation from God. This is what the word seeks. Seek ain't going to drop out the sky for you. Okay? So, that right there, you got to understand who you are and understand this. It doesn't matter. When God is the originator of ignorance of his law is no excuse. You know, that's something police used to tell people or judges would tell people when they would say, I didn't know that. When they commit a certain crime and the judge would tell them, ignorance of the law is no excuse because it's printed. Well, ignorance of God's law, the fact that you've been a Christian 20 years and haven't read the whole New Testament, and you're not going to be able to tell an omniscient God what you are dealing, why you didn't do it, or you didn't have the opportunity to do it, and tell him if you didn't understand it. Listen, you don't have to be a genius to understand this. You have to be willing and obedient to understand this. You have to desire to want to do the will of God to get a revelation. You know, a lot of people stop short. You know, they settle for religion. And because that's what satisfies them without seeking God for that. That's, I don't think it's a good thing. Okay, so we're going to begin with a breakdown of a prayer. Now, there's a book that you can get on Amazon or eBay or anywhere called A Fervent and Effectual Prayer, okay? And I'll be putting some information on that later on, definitely on my website. Because what they do, one of the keys of prayer, you remember as I said, the number one rule of prayer is you have to be in Christ. You have to have a covenant. And that's because to properly pray, you have to pray the word of God. You know, you have to bring his word back to him. You have to bring that to his remembrance as he declares. I wrote that down, amen. Anyway, so one of the most effective prayers that I've learned, and particularly right now, I think the most essential thing for us right now is praying for people to get saved. That's the number one thing. You know, I see a lot of requests and prayer over YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and it's good in thought, but you got to consider all the components that are in play here. There's God, who obviously would answer prayer, but there's also Satan. And then there's the status of the person you're praying for, which you may or may not know. Okay? Again, even though God has no obligation to a person who has not accepted Christ, okay, he's a God of love, and he would do what he can, but there's a process that has to occur in order for him to do it. He can't just move for any and everybody. If that was the case, Jesus would not have had to come and die. Okay? You have to understand covenants work, and particularly in this case. Jesus is the result of, or is high, part, he's the establishment of a covenant. Trying not to, because see, everything, all these things are coming into play. This is why you got to read the Bible, study the Bible, spend time around men of God in the Bible. All these things come to play. This is why people pray and have failure or have events that are catastrophic, and then they wonder why God didn't. Well, it isn't why God didn't. If there are rules and laws in play, the earth is on lease to man. Man is in charge. God is the standard that man has to operate by in order for God and his angels to be able to do what needs to be done to do anything, to prevent a disaster or to bring forth a blessing. It don't just happen. And I understand people want to believe that, but failure will result. I mean, it's common. This is one of the reasons I think a lot of I haven't read it yet. I was sent an article, and it was called "The State of Religion in Young People Today," and no doubt they're probably talking about the failure of quote religion. Well, religion will fail, righteousness won't. The difference between the two is one does what they want to do and hope God accepts it. The other one seeks to do what God done, how he want it done, when he want it done. That's the distinct difference. And even when the Bible said God gives you righteousness, what comes with that, all the revelation that comes with righteousness. Now, you can surrender that, you know, because the devil, remember, God, let the devil exist. He's gonna try to snatch it from you. If he tried to snatch it from Jesus, who are you? You know he's going to try to snatch it from us. Okay? So we're going to start with this prayer. It's called, Ephesian, Colossian, Philippian prayer. This prayer I pray pretty much daily or every time I meet someone new. See, the shotgun prayer, as you would call it, of Lord bless Rachida and Lord bless that's bless Johnson and Lord bless the Pope, and he really need a blessing right now, but I'm praying for him. I pray for the Pope. I really do, because I want to see a Pope, a sanctified Pope, a Pope, a righteous Pope that will do what God say, how he say, and not what they think. But anyway, y'all pray for him. Because it's going to take a lot of us to get that done. Like I said, there's a lot that goes on with prayer. It's to learn. We are here to learn. Remember, nothing you are doing gets you points in heaven. It doesn't add to the guarantee as to whether or not you go to heaven. The Bible is clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that some people are going to make it, and that's it. They ain't going to have nothing to present to God. That's another thing. Prayer, every prayer that you pray is going to be presented. What you give is going to be presented. You can't present nothing. But anyway, So, key here, like I said, you just say blessed. One, Satan can stop it. For the simple reason you haven't identified what blessing particularly want for them, and if you don't know the status of the person, whether or not they are able to receive it. I know it sounds like a good thing, and it seems like good things should happen, but I heard a phrase one day, there's a good thing and there's a God thing. Remember, my ghetto tongue came out. Remember, we are here, prayer is designed to teach you how you influence with the power of God, because it's powerful. When you really learn how to master it, and it takes all your life to do that, but you will see better results because, you know, I do have a time. Well, I life's going to throw challenges at you. Remember, God could have, think about it. I know it's been the wonder of the ages. If God is omnipotent, that means he's capable of doing anything. Why is life, when you look at it, so chaotic and messed up? Pray all the time, and it just seems like it's getting worse. Well, it's, again, there's a method. There's a process. And people want to be making, the kingdom of God is a theocracy. You don't get voting rights. Your only representative is Jesus, the high priest, and the word of God is his constitution. So you either abide by that or you don't. And think about this: you're operating on a limitation anyway. You're only gonna be here for a while. And the fact is, he's calling the shots. You didn't pick your birthday, and you don't know when you're leaving here. You know, as much as I like to think I'm going to be around for the rapture, the only guarantee I have right now is where I go when I die. Now, that's guaranteed, and I know that. See, because that was guaranteed by Jesus. 99% of my salvation is on Jesus, you know. But I've been saying, and I'm going to keep saying, you have to ask God about the revelation about how powerful you are outside the body, because that's detrimental in not knowing that, because, again, it is the result of why people won't make it to heaven, won't make it into the kingdom of God, because, like I said, they have their own ideas about what this life is about, and I understand that for almost the entire time we've been down here on the planet. We just didn't get it. You know, we do. Well, some people have always gotten it, but most people refuse to accept it as it is. You know, I mentioned earlier I was reading the commentary by Adam Clark, and I was amazed that I thought I had printed it up. I was amazed that he had almost the same mindset that Watchman Nee had on this issue. Remember, I'll just say Watchman Nee is a Chinese minister that existed between 1900 and 1940, and I would listen to one of his teaching, and even a teaching spiritual man, he has a way of his focus is focusing on the inner man, and the fact that inner man, which is going to, is the eternal part of you, is what this is about, the development of that inner man, because that inner man is going to be around forever. I mean, think about it. We hear that, we say that, and because it isn't in this realm that's forever, we tend to really underestimate that. And then it's the part of when we leave the body. You know what the Bible says about angels? If angels are such all-powerful beings and man is above angel, how powerful is a man? You can't cross-reference the word angel and look in the Bible. One angel killed 186,000 men in one night, didn't even sweat. Okay, one angel in the book of Revelation set his foot down on the earth, caused the earthquake. Okay, we're talking one angel slammed Satan against the earth the first time and turned it into a mush. You know, we're talking enormous power, you know. So when we talk about prayer, when you pray, you're not just uttering some words. You're causing atmospheric changes, systematic changes, personality changes. You're engaging a lot of activity to bring about an end. And the fact of prayer means that you are subject to, and in our case, God. Remember, I talked about it being prayer, and your prayer is about lower authority seeking help from a higher authority. And in this case, it's us seeking God. Okay, and the authority to pray is based on God's word. God can answer His word. You have authority in the earth in Christ. When you're not, when you're in Christ, you're no longer in Satan's kingdom. So he can't stop you. You can override him. Now, you can't override a person. You can pray for them. I pray for them all the time. But they have the right to refuse the help that God offers. People do it all the time. It's sad. It's stupid because they don't comprehend it. Because they can only see in this world. Okay? You can't. I can pray for somebody, and I will pray for some people till they're in the grave, and then I stop. You can't pray for people that's in the grave. That's it. That's a done deal. You ain't go. Christians don't do that. Ain't nowhere in the Bible that it says you pray for people that are dead. You can't pray people out of the grave into heaven. That just ain't in the scripture. Okay? That's done. You know, people call Jesus a lie. I'm not going to get off into all that. He said it. He said it. So if he said it, that settles it. Okay. Now, this is I'm gonna run through this prayer, and then I'm gonna go back and break it down for you. It says, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you bless Richard with the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Bless the eyes of his understanding to be enlightened, so that he'll know what is the hope of your expectation. What is the hope of your calling? What is the riches of your glory? What is the great and exceeding power that you have made available for them that have submitted and that will submit and obey you? Bless the eyes of his understanding, that he would that according to the riches that he be strengthened with might in his inner man, that Christ may dwell in his heart. That he be rooted and grounded in love, and may be able to have the same understanding of love of Christ in one accord, which surpasses all knowledge, that he be filled with all the fullness of God. That he might be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that he walk worthy of you in all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and grow in the knowledge of you. Amen. And Father God, I ask you bless him to grow in his understanding in Jesus' name. Now, one thing about it, you don't have to pray that prayer word for word, you know. But the main thing that you want to include is, let us go in the book of Ephesians. Let's get with the first part of this prayer, because that's where it comes from. And understanding when... That God knows what you're saying. The angels, in Psalm 103, 20. Let's read. Let's go with the Ephesians. Okay, so I extracted part of this prayer. It says in Ephesians 1:17 that the Lord Paul is letting the Ephesians, who were Gentiles, know. That Paul said in verse 16, I cease not to give thanks for you, for making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of him. Now, that right there is saying that, one, when you're talking about the spirit of wisdom, one, is the fact that everybody on the planet, particularly adults, don't automatically see things God's way is why we pray, why he prayed that prayer that way. That's what that's about. That the spirit of wisdom is the spirit of God's wisdom. Now, there's a debate because they say that, you know, it doesn't use a capital S. It's not talking about the Holy Spirit. Well, he's not talking about his spirit because Paul is in agreement with the spirit of God. I don't get the debate. Paul agrees with the spirit of God. Whose wisdom is it? Paul has adopted the wisdom of God. You have to understand, Paul was a Jew, was a highly educated Jew, was a Pharisee, which means he was deeply biblically educated in the knowledge of the scriptures, and God, Jesus, gave him a revelation directly of who he is. So I don't get the debate. So, if the word spirit, I get the fact of the capital S, but don't get, look at that, look at the reality of what he is talking about, okay? Talking about them, he's asking because you got cultural changes occurring here, which is the case in everybody's case, okay? If you remember, I said I came out of the crime life, you know, doesn't matter. You may have been. Now, you know, I had a friend of mine that was just like a born angel. You know, I had a sister like that. It was a born angel. Some people are just good. Some of us are challenged. Okay? It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter, Jesus said in John chapter 3, I think 3:5, that he was talking and he picked the right character. God brought the right care of the man named Nicodemus, an upstanding Pharisee, man well taught in the law, upstanding citizen. And Jesus told him, you must be born again. This is the process. That's not just a ritualistic spiritual cliche. It's a reality that only occurs by the hand and the power of God. That's what brings about the change. You want to see a change. If you go back and you read in Acts chapter 9, you will see Paul, a witness, read about Paul's change. Now, mind you, he's a highly educated, biblically based Pharisee. Paul was tracking down Jews and taking them back to, if they didn't resist, I've read commentaries, different ones on what Paul actually did. He was tracking down Jews because in his mind, if you follow Jesus, if you worship Jesus, you are in violation of the first commandment, which is you shall have no other God. So this is why, for those of you, this is amazing. I ask Christians, because I want to see what they know. What was Jesus charged with? Why did they execute him? Why did they want him dead? Why did the Jews want him dead particularly? And the charge was blasphemy. When you say you're the Christ, you're calling yourself God manifest in the flesh. You got to look at Isaiah 60:16, okay? Read it, okay? Because God tells you right there that he is the Savior. This is why I say this is not simple. It is very complex, and it's a lot of moving parts. And to address this in a simple manner is just going to be, I ain't going to say a waste of time, but you're going to be far off the mark, okay? All these components, see, this is why we see all this drama and chaos in the world. I'm seeing people handle stuff that in a way that, you know, when I see Christians think that prayer is not necessary, or prayer, we need something beside prayer. We want to go out and march. What is marching? You know what? You can march till your shoes wear your soles out. Them folk got more road for you to march on than you got shoes to wear. You're not going to change. You're fighting a spiritual warfare. You're fighting a stronghold, trying to bust down a stronghold. And what do? They end up, all they do is end up busting up some buildings, going to jail. For what? For what? What did they accomplish? They still didn't meet. You can't change these people. They need a revelation from God. And the only way they're going to get a revelation from God is if God's people who are called by his name, nah, see, that's where you get them rules. Look, God gave, I didn't make up new rules. He said turn from their wicked ways. And that covers a lot of territory, see. Especially that's hard for people that live good. I ain't going to say right because God's right and they right ain't the same, okay? So all these components go together to get a prayer through. One, like I said, right now is the issue of being in Christ, okay, which brings you into the royal priesthood. And then you got people teaching that the entire body of Christ is not the royal priesthood. So if you're in an organization, that's what it is, that teaches that, you're not going to pray. And as a result, but now what you have did is exalted them above the word of God. Because, again, when I ask people that hold that perception, did you ask God about it, I don't get a yes. Because, see, you know, they assume that the man of God or the woman of God that is leading them is in such a level of authority that they don't have to ask God. Where that at in the Bible? See? Where that at in the Bible? You know, that's one of the things I love about my pastor. He said, if I don't show it to you in the Bible, you have no obligation to believe it. And that's the truth of the matter. Everybody that's, and right now it's very critical. It's always been critical, but even more so now because we are at the end of days. And bring the result, you know, I got people, and I get it, people are worried about the Antichrist, and people are seeing things now that we've been believing, knowing, or not believing, but knowing about since I've been a Christian. And that's about the One World Society and the New World Order. All this stuff, you know what? If you could stop it, it wouldn't be in the Bible. If you could stop it, John wouldn't have wrote about it in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, chapter 11 through 13. He would not have wrote it because the story would have, the end would have been different. The end of how this thing going to end is in the book of, you start reading from the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation on through. That's what's going to happen, okay? It's going to happen. ain't no stopping this. But you're missing the point. The point is your spiritual development, not your goody-goody two-shoe mindset. It's your learning to use the power of God. So you got to have, why would God give you power? You still here on earth. He gave you power. What are you going to do with it? He ain't give you a Hemi. Put in a duster. I got an empty engine space. If y'all got a Hemi, you got to lay it around. But anyway, so if you know, and a lot of it is, I got a friend of mine. He has a Lamborghini. I mean, it's his car, you know, and the car had never been, anybody that knows about Lamborghini, that's a 220-mile-an-hour car, okay? That's a powerful car. And he'd never been over 75 miles an hour in it. Okay, that's his car. A lot of us have power. Every Christian receives the Holy Spirit. That's why you're called Christian. You're not called Christian because you go to church. Okay, you had to ask Christ to come into your heart. You know, that actually happened because you didn't feel nothing. That ain't the same. Believe me. I know it seems that's about the simplest part of this. Okay, it's kind of like God give you a 747 in pieces, but you got a whole 747 and give you the book to assemble it. Okay, that's what we got. He gave it to us. We didn't have to pay $20 million for it. He just gave it to us, and now we got to put it together. And that's what it is. But, you know, we're not going to, by design, we're only going to get so far, but we can make some changes. See, if this is the whole point, and I'm not the only one teaching, preaching this, and I thank God for that, you know. If you know, on my website, I'm going to put some information, some resource information of somebody that has an excellent series called Prayer in Specific, Praying Specifics. Because, you know, the point again, like I said, once you learn, the reason I'm so adamant about this and so confident in this is because once I learned it and I put all the pieces together, once I had to go through the process of accepting this, I had the questions. I actually asked God, why are you doing it this way? Why can't you just do this? And the fact that he was nice enough to explain to me. I mean, he didn't have to. The process of who I am in Christ. There's a process. So this is why I'm so confident that when I see situations, I immediately pray. It's like a person that's trained with a gun. He know what to do with it, when to do with it. Once I realize the power that I have, that's something else you got to remember as a Christian, because you have power as a Christian. Listen, if you're praying for somebody and they don't change, don't stop praying for them. Because remember, there's an atmospheric activity. In time, we will get through, we will see in the Bible what goes on in the spiritual realm when you pray, so that you will understand that it isn't that your prayer isn't effective, okay? You know, I keep saying Bill Gates was supposed to mail me a check for $10 million. He haven't done it yet because he's struggling with who my name is. Who is Richard Overall? You know, why should I send him $10 million? Just obey God. But anyway, so it's all these components. So, but again, I don't know where I was going, but I want to go to Psalm 103, 20. I want you to know it says, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, to do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word." See, that's what angels do. When Daniel in chapter, I believe, 9 or 8, 9 or 10, I'll read all of them because you really learn something. Gabriel said, that the moment you begin to pray, I came for the word. I came for the word. I came for the word. See, so this is why you pray. Angels come for the word. Okay? Hebrews 1:14 said the angels minister to the heirs of salvation. Okay? They come for the word. If you don't put no word out there, they ain't got nothing to go on. They don't go on your imagination. They can't just go and bless. What bless? Do they need a car? What if they don't need a car? Do they have cancer? What if they don't need cancer? Do they need peace? What if they don't need peace? So you need to be specific. But particularly what I'm talking about right now, though, for every person, you want them to be able to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. Okay? And that's one of the key factors of prayer. Okay? So and that right in itself is in Philippians 3:10, okay? You want them, what is it that you want them to know? What is that you want them to do? And this same thing, I'm not going to be talking about how to get stuff right now, because like I said, right now we need to need saved folk to be saved, as this friend of mine used to be, just need to get their saved, and people that don't know God to be saved. So when I first, you pray for them to have the intelligence to be able to see things God way. See, God understand what this friend. So when you praying and you say spirit of wisdom, God knows and the angels know what to say to them. See, that's the other thing. They can't even minister. They can't do anything. See, you the override. They can't do anything, and they won't. Because it's not in part of their thinking process. Let me see if I can find... I gotta have my commentary. It really is, because he said something that really stood out. Okay, this is Adam Clark. It says, "So the understanding of man can discern no. The understanding of man can discern no sacred." itself, but seized by the influence of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. For without the influence of God's Holy Spirit, no man ever became wise unto salvation, no more than a man ever discerned an object, no matter how perfect or soever his eye might have been, without the instrumentality of light. Now, think about what he's saying there. Just like you can't, if you're in a dark room, you can't see what's in the room without a light. Okay? So it's not, look at what we do by nature, you know, and look at how we are taught. You know, I mean, right now, idolatry is common in the world today. And now today, idolatry is on hold. They are looking for ways to get their idols back, you know, and they can't. You know, that's what, if you look at what COVID did, Corona, it's really amazing. See, this is one thing about Satan's kingdom. It is totally disorganized, one end working against the other. Corona has stopped the idolatry. They can't, you know, I mean, and they're really struggling. They're risking their lives rather than stop and submit to God. But the reason they don't, it's for this same thing, because as Adam Clark said, and I remember he wrote this in the 17th century, and he didn't see all that we see today, because we see idols big time today. We just don't know it. The idol is anything that you will either, that you will disobey God to have or to do. If you're in a relationship where you have to disobey God, that's idolatry. Okay, if you want to possess something, that's idolatry. If you got to disobey God, if you won't serve God because you want it, your boat becomes an idol when you can't go to church on Sunday. You know, be real. You don't have it without God. So why are you gonna put it in front of God? That's anything. I mean, that covers something. That includes if your pastor loses his mind or was always crazy and he teaching something that ain't backed up by the word of God, you have set him up as an idol, you know. Man, a lot of people do that. Okay, but again, like I say, for people, how do people get this light? If you've been watching some of my other videos or listening to some of the other broadcasts, you will hear me say that everybody that is saved got saved by somebody who was saved praying for them. And I am coming to the close of this time. And the only reason I want to, anyway, I'm going to just close it out. So I want you to, we're going to stop right here, but we're going to pick this up. And I'm going to post this prayer on my website so that you'll be able to access it because, like I said, you can rearrange it because when you're praying, what the angels can do, they can go and whisper in their ear. They can go and speak to them the words that you put out there on your authority. That's how powerful you are. Angels obey you, okay? And they speak to them. They put the thoughts in their mind. Just like on the other side, the devil put thoughts in their mind. Just like the devil put thoughts in your mind, you know. On the other end, we command angels. You know, you got to get the picture. We're the body of Christ. Christ is the head. We're the body, okay? So in Isaiah 55, when God said his word is going out of his mouth, by Christ being the head and us being the body, when we speak the word goes out of our mouth, which is his word going out of his mouth, the angels can respond. The whole process of this, the whole process of life is for us to learn to be submissive to God under the power of God while we have access to the power of God. Because this part of life tells God how we will act with full power. Every Christian that has passed over, transitioned, has full power. But, you know, it was their heart that got them over there, that they were willing. That, believe me, God, and It's a lot on that. You know, I've seen a lot with these videos of people that have gone over there and come back. The best one I saw was a pastor that died, and they autopsied his body. I mean, it was authenticated by so many people. Like I said, God backed it up with so much research. I mean, you can even see the stitches where they cut him down the middle. Took his, you know, I've seen autopsies. They take your insides out, weigh them. God, you can't tell. Other than the stitches in the front, you can't tell by his function, by the way his organs function. His body is functioning probably better than it did before. All right. Well, we begin. Like I said, when I pick up next week, we will be starting on this prayer for based on Ephesians. And like I said, I'll have some information on my website, so you'll be able to access some information, books to get, because you want to be effective in prayer right now. I just saw a interview before I came on. Over in Iran, people are dying in larger numbers. And Iran, ironically, is a place where large growth in Christ, but they baby Christians. So they don't really know how to transition. So pray for the saints in Iran. You know, you see that those of you watching the video, you'll see this map in back of me. That map reminds me to pray for them. I got stars by certain cities. And that's the kind of power we have. That's the kind of power. I can pray for somebody 7,000 miles away. Okay? I mean, I'm praying for the persecuted saints over there. And we're seeing success. I told you before, amen, that the nation of Sudan is no longer persecuting and killing Christians and charging them with blasphemy. So we're getting a breakthrough because, like I say, the Bible said that the gospel going to the whole world, then shall the end come. We will be getting, you will know we're really getting close when we get in free reign in North Korea. Now, so let's go, if you have never received Christ right now, this is your first opportunity. This is where you get empowerment from. So I want you to say this prayer with me, and now understand the power of this prayer. When you acknowledge God like this, you got to believe that he has forgiven you for all your sins. So say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I believe your word. And I ask, Father God, for your forgiveness. And I accept your offer of forgiveness and salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. And Father, I thank you that your word is true. I believe you, that I have received my salvation, and I thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. You know, that's the amazing part about that. Look at how long that took. It took less than 15 seconds, and your life is changed forever. If the rapture came right now, regardless of your entire past, just like all the rest of us, you would be caught up into heaven. And now you have that full access to the power of God, and you have been brought into the priesthood of God, and got the blessings of God belong to you. Seek God over that. Seek out information on receiving the blessings of God. There's lots of information on YouTube. Amen. And with that, I will bid you, remember this, prayer works by faith, faith works by love, and God is love. Be blessed. Amen. See you next week.
Your boy.
I got a plug on the love. If you need something, I know them dudes you mess with usually be frontin'. All I gotta do is call his name, he coming. No taxing or action, what you need from him. He'll provide anything you need if you just believe. All it takes is faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can reach any goal that you're trying to reach. My plug love stretch far away beyond the streets. No petty ish, my plug on that heavy ish. Think Sosa mixed with Ox off that belly ish. Yeah, I know you like the sound of that. Been searching around for that, you on my head, trying to see where I found them at. It was early one Sunday morning. I was down on my luck and plenty storms kept forming, just trying to find a way. I prayed to God to see better days. Then he told me that he got me, I'm forever straight.
You look around, you need that love.
Got many blessings and they from him above. Because
I quit hustling, slanging them drugs. You ask why? Don't need for bucks, all he need is your trust. For you to praise him when you get back up.
Now I've been getting up from God about a year straight, and everything been smooth, yeah, I've been straight. He ain't never told me no, maybe just wait. And he always been on time, he never been late. Sometimes when I be tripping and get impatient, he made me realize I'm winning cause of his greatness. He said his grace and his mercy endure forever. If I repent of all my sins, he'll forgive whatever that I did in my past, knowing it wasn't right. If I turn away from sin, he give me a new life. So I tried him out, it only made sense. Now I'm on the ground for Jesus and I can't quit. The devil want me to fall and yeah, I may slip, but God wrap his arms around me so I can't trip. Now when I go out in the world, his blessings are with me so I can let my light shine. That's just the God in me, and you can be the same way and have the same faith, but you gotta change. Cause me, I ain't the same Dre. It won't happen overnight or all in one day, but he's able by the children, man, my God don't play. So is you down with it? What you trying to do? You wanna call him up? Well, this is how you do it. Get down on your knees and keep your head to the sky. Make a promise to the world that you gon' serve God.
You look around, you need that love.
That love, I got a heavenly plug.
Got many blessings and they from him above. Because
I got a heavenly plug.
I quit hustling, slanging them drugs. You ask why? Don't need for bucks, all he need is your trust. For you to praise him when you get back up.
It's your boy, Ariel Jones.